It's Friday, and it's time for another edition of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Every once in a while, we have our own Sam Evans Brown. He's host of a podcast called Outside In Here, to talk a little bit about our natural world. He answers a listener question. Sam, what do you got this week?
Here we go.
Hi, this is Claire calling from Plymouth, New Hampshire. And my question is, why do cows have four teats and just about every other animal that doesn't have litters has two?
This is a very interesting question.
It is. And I'll have you know, this has been a topic of scientific inquiry all the way back to Aristotle, who was the first one to posit the idea that in mammals, the number of teats is, as a rule, double the number of offspring in your average litter.
And this is to provide less waiting time. Less waiting time at mealtime.
I think the idea here is that you want to have enough nipples so that you've got like enough overhead in case you've got, you know, for instance, twins.
Right. You have to make sure that you have enough resources for them.
Exactly. And this has been... Tested is probably the wrong word, but we have statistical verification that this is, in fact, a very strong correlation, and it has come to be known in the modern era as the one-half rule. But there are species that break the one-half rule. The most notable among them is the naked mole rat. They have litters as big as 28 pups, but only 12 nipples.
That's...
It's crazy.
That's overachievement.
And there's no time for the deep dive into naked mole rat society, which is in fact fascinating. They live in colonies. They have a queen, which is a dominant female, and she's the only one that's allowed to breed, and the other mole rats in the colony bring her food. And they hypothesize that's why they're able to make this work, is that she's so well fed she can support all those tiny little mole rat babies.
Strange cults, man.
But let's not get sidetracked.
Okay.
Cows do break the rule in the other direction. More teats, fewer offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And so to answer this question, I called up a gentleman named Russ Hovey, who is a professor of animal science at UC Davis in California. And he told me in a recording that he made on his cell phone in a hotel room that this is a complicated evolutionary story, which probably starts with the size of calves.
These species have a much larger offspring than some other species. And so there's now a considerable requirement for a large amount of milk.
That makes sense.
Big cow babies?
Sure.
Big cow udders.
They've only got one offspring, but obviously they're a much bigger animal and they need a lot more sustenance.
Right. And not only do they have a lot of milk, but they also have a lot of stomachs, which means they don't really have space for that milk internally, which is why they have an udder, that prominent structure that...
If you don't have the storage inside, you got to go outside.
You got to go external. But the fact that you've got this big bag of milk dangling around out there, that means that physically it needs to be supported somehow so the cow doesn't get injured. And so Russ's hypothesis here is that evolution has pushed cows to have two ligaments that are kind of arranged in a cross and divide the udder into four parts.
You can imagine that there's more suspension, like trying to carry four small shopping bags instead of trying to carry two large ones.
Oh, they're distributing weight.
I would say, I think it's worth noting that animal breeders can, in just a couple of generations, select for animals that are more likely to have twins, for example. And not only that, they can even select for animals that have more nipples. Russ told me that Alexander Graham Bell was interested in this whole question and raised a whole flock of sheep that had as many as six teats each. So the answer to the question, why do cows have four teats, is probably because we want them to.
Certainly in the last couple of hundred years, from a dairy perspective, we have probably consistently ensured that four teats have remained in place.
So man has had something to do with this.
Cows would not exist if it were not for us. And so when it comes to their anatomy, you know, we have had a large role in deciding what it's going to be.
So we've learned here that man has really shaped the modern cow.
The modern cow.
Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, what if a listener wants to submit another question for Ask Sam? How do they get a hold of you?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, or you can record yourself on your smartphone and email the audio file to outsideIn@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.